lightning through the fire. I see through the flood has been broken into pieces, so lightning flashed from above, but through it all, I've learned God loves me, and I know He cares, and He'll never put more on me than I can bear. I've been through the fire, glory to your name, Jesus. I've been through the fire. Thank you, Lord. I've been broken into pieces. Yes. So lightning flashed from above, through it all. I've learned you love me, and I know you care, and you never put more on me than I can bear. No, you never, through all the trials and tribulations, put more glory to your holy name. Lord, you said, put more. Lord, you never put more on me than I can bear. You always make a way to escape. I've been through the trial, glory to your holy name. I've been through the flood. I've been through life challenges. Saw lightning fly from above. Through it all, glory to your holy name, Jesus. I've learned you love me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Through it all, I've learned you care. And you've never, hallelujah, put more. Lord, I just give you glory and give you praise. No, you've never put more. You've always been good to me. Lord, you never put more on me than I can bear. Praise the name of the Lord, and welcome to this morning's devotion right here at the Everyday Christian. I'm your host, Mary Washington, just thinking about the goodness and the mercies of God. I've seen some things in my life, been through some trials, some tribulations, and some challenges. But the God I serve is faithful, and He never put more on me than I can bear. Wonderful Savior, mighty God, there is none like Him. I welcome you to worship the Lord with me today. Worship Him with your whole heart. Put your mind on Jesus and come into His presence with me. The Bible says there is fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord. And I just want to encourage you this morning to go into His presence. We're going before the throne of God, asking Him to give us mercy and grace for this time of need. Come on and go with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we give you glory, we give you praise, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, how you watch over us and how you keep us, and how you never put more on us than we can bear. You have promised us in your word that if it gets too challenging, you give us an escape. And we thank you that you're always with us, keeping us from all that is evil, keeping us in the center of your will, protecting us. Father, we just give you glory and praise. We magnify your holy name. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy that follows us all the days of our life. We thank you that you gave us strength to get up this day and to glorify you. We thank you that you gave us a mind that was set on you, where we would get up and humble ourselves under your mighty hand. We thank you, dear God, that you never leave us alone. You're with us always. You are the Lord our God, and you keep us. Father, we just give you glory, and we give you praise because of your goodness and your mercy that follows us all the days of our lives. Oh, God, I pray for your children all over this land, my sisters and brothers in Christ. I pray that you would encourage their hearts and build them up and strengthen them, oh, God, in your will. Lead them into that path of righteousness for your name's sake, where your glory would show up in their life, in everything they thought, everything they say, everything they do, would just exude glory out of their lives because of your presence. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to come into your presence this morning. We've come to understand that in your presence there is fullness of joy. Lord, we glorify you. We magnify you. You are the great I am, the Lord God Almighty. There is none like you. We bless your holy name. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you for being our very present help, never leaving us and never forsaking us. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Amen. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. I want to read for your hearing out of Psalm 119, beginning at verse 33. As we meditate on the Lord, remember how great our God is, how awesome he is, and how much he loves you. He is wonderful, full of grace. He's the answer to every issue, every time. And we lean and depend on him. We trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Reading beginning in verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Glory to God. Make me walk in the path of your commandment, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimony, and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your judgments are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me with your righteousness. Let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in your ordinances. So shall I keep your law continually, forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love. And I will meditate on your statutes. Remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. For your word has given me life. The pride have me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remembered your judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Indignation has taken hold of me because the wicked forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law. This has become mine because I kept your precepts. You are my portion, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I have said that I will keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimony. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I made haste, and I did not delay to keep your commandments. The cords of the wicked have bound me, but I have not forgotten your law. Glory to God. Wonderful saint. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you because of your loving kindness, because of your righteous judgments. I'm a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Teach me your statutes. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me. But I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease. But I delight in your love. Glory to your name, Jesus. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. Yes, Lord. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me an that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let, I pray, your merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to your word to your servant. Let your tender mercies come that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongfully with falsehood. But I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me, those who know your testimonies. Let my heart be blameless regarding your statutes, that I may not be ashamed. Praise the name of the Lord. For his glorious word, we cry to the Lord our God for help. In the midst of the trials, in the midst of the challenges, there is nothing too hard for God.